Today is the 13th of January 2018, and we are up in Northwest Missouri. Actually, we're in Cameron, Missouri, in a little motel up here. So if you hear Mark snoring, you'll know that we're in this motel room. He can really cut logs loud, and I hate to wake him up. I may have to shake him to get the snoring down so we can do this broadcast. But anyway, we went by on our way up here and visited my parents. My dad's 90, my mom's 87. And anyway, it really instills in my mind the reality that after that visit, that a person's going to believe what they're going to believe. And the only one that is going to change a person's belief is God Himself. You can't coerce people to change. You can't. Regardless of how much information you provide to the person, they're never going to change. Only God can reveal the truth of His Word to anyone. And it's just amazing. Scripture tells us He will make us willing in the day of His power. You know, people want to say, well, God allowed this, or God allowed that, or, you know, let God do this, or let God do that, or God wants this, or God wants that, or God needs this. Or God needs that. All those terms are erroneous. God doesn't need anything. God doesn't want anything. And God doesn't allow anything or let anything or permit anything. God causes everything. God causes everything. He says, I work all things after the counsel of my own will. That's what He says. You know. And we're told in Scripture that He works everything after the counsel of His own will. Okay. But
doesn't God allow certain things to happen?
God causes everything to happen. Okay, He causes everything to happen. The very hairs of your head are numbered. A sparrow doesn't fall to the ground. I remember someone telling me one time that was questioning the fall of Lucifer. Actually questioning the fall of Lucifer. That scripture says that thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. Well, that wasn't Satan. That was referring to something else. Okay. Isn't it amazing how people twist scripture for their own liking? They've created a different God. They take the Bible, they twist it and make a different God out of it, totally out of it. You know, after Paul was converted, we see in the ninth chapter of Acts, there's a real interesting, this was after Saul was breathing out threatenings and slaughter against disciples. And so on, we find that Saul came near to Damascus, and suddenly there was a light that shined on him. And he saw a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." You notice there's no letting or allowing there, is there? And it's really interesting because we have this record of Ananias. And it says, here's what the Lord said to Ananias after Paul's conversion. Verse 11, the Lord said unto him, "Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight." Isn't that interesting? Arise and go into a street that's called Straight. You think that was ordained of God? I do. "And inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth." He prayeth. "And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight." What was Ananias' response? He said, "Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name." Now here's the scripture that I want to really focus in on. "But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. He is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." Isn't that interesting? "Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me." And Ananias went his way, entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, "Brother Saul," Brother Saul, the very person that was persecuting the church of God, now Ananias calls brother. Well, this morning, let us be reminded that God is the one that did the work in Brother Saul. Brother Saul was a chosen vessel unto the Lord, and that is the same with all of those who are chosen in him from the foundation of the world. And God causes every one of his little children to embrace his word and his teachings, including the doctrine of election and predestination. If you're not embracing the doctrine of election and predestination, you're not embracing the God of the Bible. You're embracing another God. And so, anyway, I want to keep this brief this morning because I don't want to have to keep Jocelyn Mark while he's snoring. But I hope the good Lord's with you this day, and may we be reminded that God is not a God that lets wants, needs, permits, but God is a God that causes, objects.